Hi there, Kentucky Living Health Club members. This week's interview is all about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And you may be wondering what bioidentical hormone replacement therapy has to do with our theme of successful aging, and you'll soon find out because our guest, Lynn Hogarthy, knows all about it, and she's going to tell us. And Lynn is the executive director of the Happy Hormone Cottage in Centerville, Ohio. She's a 30-year veteran teacher whose passion for teaching middle schoolers has been transferred to teaching middle-aged women. Through her own personal struggles with balancing her hormones, she became involved with bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and her education of and interest in natural compounded hormones has compelled her to develop her vision to educate and help women navigate through their own journey. From this vision, the Happy Hormone Cottage was born. Her mission is to offer an inviting resource center for women to visit to get information and education on natural hormone balance. Lynn is passionate about empowering women to take charge of their journey to natural hormone balance and healthy living, as well as living our best life naturally. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, thanks, Lisa.
So, well, let's just start off with a basic question. What is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and how is it different from traditional HRT?
Sure. Since I'm a visual learner, what I always invite my audience to do is sit in their head, picture an umbrella term at the top, which is hormone replacement therapy. On the left-hand side, you've got a column that says traditional HRT for hormone replacement therapy, and the right would be BHRT for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So if you can look at the left part in your brain, your visualization of the little chart with traditional hormone therapy, what that involved back in the day were pretty much three basic drugs that doctors would prescribe to help alleviate the symptoms of menopause. And those drugs were Premarin, which if you look at the word Premarin, actually the syllables stand for pregnant mare's urine, so Premarin, which is conjugated horse pee, if you will. They also had, yeah, I know, yeah. They also had, and they still have it today, which is not as popular, Provera, which is actually synthetic progestin. And then they had the two together in a lovely combination known as Prempro, which was Premarin and Provera, so Prempro. That was the traditional HRT. And then when the Women's Health Initiative came out in 2002 that found some significant health risks using those drugs, then began the whole search for something different, and thus was born and became more popular, this BHRT on the right side of our little visualization in our brain, our chart, if you will. So then you take BHRT, and I have two separate little, like an upside-down V, two separate columns, and one of them is pretty much the drug company-based BHRT, which bioidentical hormones are made, they're actual hormones that are made, created to mimic the hormones that one has in one's body, but due to the aging process, no longer has enough of. So we have the drug company made BHRT products like the estrogen patch, estrogen spray, estrogen gel, which are all bioidentical. You also have the drug company created progesterone in a capsule called Prometrium. Comes in a couple of doses. And those are fine products, but they're just pretty much one dose fits all. On the right-hand side of that column, you have what we do at our Happy Hormone Cottage. What we endorse is the customized BHRT, or natural hormone therapy, which means that it's all prescriptive, but a doctor writes a prescription for a BHRT therapy to replace one's hormone levels for just that one person, customized for her. And that's what we're all about at my cottage. So that's sort of the difference. One is the traditional, it's all conjugated synthetic, and it's made to alleviate symptoms, and BHRT are actually using that to refill depleted hormone levels.
Right. Now, one other question along those lines is, you know, when I mention BHRT to women, a lot of times they bring up that they can't take any kind of hormone because of either they have a history of cancer themselves, or there's a history, you know, they have a background of cancer in their family. Now, can you kind of tell us the connection between cancer and hormones? Is it really the hormones themselves, or is it more about the idea that that the hormones are imbalanced?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. You know, current standard of care, there are some gaps in the educational piece for everyone, and current standard of care has kind of perpetuated this myth of hormones causing, being a big proponent in causing breast cancer. What we know, what our truth is, that lots of times, especially breast cancer, comes from an imbalance of hormones, basically estrogen dominance. So what we know is if we can eliminate that estrogen dominance piece, we can help prevent the breast cancer piece, which is huge. So again, it's all about educating yourself and getting the knowledge and not the myth that's perpetuated.
Right, right. Thanks for clearing that up. And that's a myth that we're going to talk about now, is the idea that bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is just for menopause. But since our theme here at the Kentucky Living Health Club this year is all about successful aging, can you tell us about what are some of the other symptoms and things that BHRT helps besides just, quote, menopause?
Sure. And I'll tell you what, Lisa, honestly, I never use the word menopause. I hate that word. It's just too narrow for what it is I know. What I understand, my truth, is that it's all about hormone imbalance, that for women begins for most around the age of 35 as our bodies begin to age. I mean, this does make sense. Our ovaries begin to age. It's harder to get pregnant. And that's just common sense. We all know that. So, but what that means also is that our hormone levels begin to diminish. And progesterone is the number one hormone that begins to deplete first. And when you have progesterone depleting, you're left with, guess what, estrogen dominance. And if your audience can remember these couple of words, I think it's five words, estrogen is a fat storer. Estrogen is a fat storer. So what we like to do is to use progesterone customized for each person to help replenish the progesterone level to balance estrogen to help prevent breast cancer, to help us lose weight and keep it off, along with other symptoms. You know, progesterone is in itself responsible for wonderful benefits and health like sleep and keeping our mood up and preventing sugar cravings. And it's very critical for us to feel that joy of life, if you will. So what we have found over years of work is that if we can begin to look at women in their mid to late 30s even and just check their hormone levels, and actually not using blood serum if possible, we're not using this cutting-edge technology with urine strip testing and dry urine, which is amazing, gives us a lot of information. If we can identify each woman's existing hormone levels at the tissue level of cells, we can begin to balance those as she ages. She won't experience any of those symptoms that could promote disease like heart disease and breast cancer and osteoporosis. So, you know, I had the luxury of hearing Suzanne Sommer speak a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas, and she's got a new book out on perimenopause called I'm Too Young for This. And she uses a term which I've adopted called refilling our tank. She said, you know, if you just do nothing as you age and you don't refill your hormone tank, you are simply ripe for disease. So what I know is that by replenishing our hormone tank, refilling the tank, we are simply keeping ourselves at our optimal health, which is what we're meant to experience, and have a great quality of life, hopefully being as drug-free as we can.
Right. Now, for women then that don't use progesterone in that age range, as they start to age into their 40s and 50s, what other types of things might they see for symptoms? I know there's a cascade that goes on down to the adrenals and then on to the thyroid if those sex hormones aren't balanced. So what symptoms come along with those?
Well, thanks for reminding me about that important point, key component. As we begin to deplete our progesterone, and it really gets very, very, our tank gets very, very empty, if you will, the body has got to have progesterone to be healthy and to work. Think of gasoline in an engine. And so when the body's progesterone levels are so low and the body has to have it to work, it begins to rob the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands produce cortisol, and that's your energy piece. So if the cortisol is being converted and being robbed from its cask of energy, now we have not only issues like the sleeplessness, the anxiety, now we have fatigue. We're going to have weight gain. And, of course, along those lines, you have significant decreases in libido, and that can affect the marital relationship or whatever relationship you're having. So it's really just a very big deal. It just seems to snowball, and the older we get, if we do nothing, the symptoms just worse. And what I know is that the farther away we get from optimal health, the less good we feel, the worse we feel. So hormone balance to me really is everything.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this may be some really new information to some of the women who are listening, and maybe there may be a few men listening in too. So for them, they'd be able to tell their wives or their partners about this. But how does a woman who this is just now news to her, she has not heard about this, how do we empower them to talk with their doctor to get their needs met? And because as you have talked about before, doctors, this is kind of new to them too. They're not real up on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So how can a woman be empowered to get what she needs?
Right. This is exactly why I saw the need for me to begin my Happy Hormone College endeavor 4.5 years ago, because this is the one area, probably the only area that I can think of, and now we're in women's health especially, where we really, for the most part, can't go to our trusted doctors because, quite frankly, most don't know a lot about this BHRT pathway. And the reason is it isn't often taught in medical school, and it's a lot of new information. It's cutting-edge information coming out all the time. And so really, also, honestly, there's a lot of myths and untruth perpetuated in the media with a pharmaceutical company agenda that's just simply perpetuated, and so doctors read this, and it's just all misinformation. So the waters are very, very muddy. So if you can't go to your trusted healthcare practitioner, where do you go? Well, you're going to have to do the work yourself. What I've done with my cottage, which is an educational facility, you can go to happyhormonecottage.com, and across the navigational toolbar at the top, you'll see a little section that's called Recommended Readings and Resources, and I've got a lot of studies in there, books that you could that are referenced you could purchase through Amazon. I've got a practitioner's website piece there for doctors to go on and get clinical studies. So I think in this area, women really have to begin to do the work themselves. I always recommend three basic books to read: Natural Hormone Balance by Dr. Uzi Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. Suzanne Somers is a great, Ageless is a great read, and her new one, I'm Too Young for This, which is, her newest bestseller. Easy reading, very appropriate. And once you're armed with knowledge, then it's your task to find a doctor that you can have a conversation with who is open to the possibilities, open to also doing the reading and the research and to learn. So what we've actually found for the best success that we've had is we actually have hired our own nurse practitioner on staff at our Happy Hormone Cottage. I call her the Hormone Whisperer. And although she's not in Kentucky, she's actually at our office in Kettering and in Mason, which is a suburb of Cincinnati. We have a lot of our Kentucky residents willing to drive up to our Mason office to see Angela Rothstein, nurse practitioner, a.k.a. Hormone Whisperer. And the results have been really amazing. Women are happy. They've gotten their tanks refilled. Someone is there to listen. And it all starts with educating yourself and knowledge and making an appointment at our cottage for a free consultation. And in Kentucky, we've got a cottage at Crestview Hills. So that's going to help everybody get educated.
And also, just a quick mention too, Lynn, your new consulting piece of the Happy Hormone Cottage to help start educating doctors so that women won't have as hard of a time. That's exciting news too.
Right. Well, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I got emails or get emails all the time from women all over the country saying, "I found your website. I love you. I live in Phoenix. What do I do? Where do I go? Help me get a doctor." You know, I don't live in Phoenix, sadly. So what I decided to do is to take my Happy Hormone Cottage vision and capsulize it and sell it to doctors across the country to help them learn how to not only market to women, but educate women, validate women, hear them. And then my husband, Jeff, who has an advanced fellowship in functional medicine, could help the doctor with a clinical piece as needed. So that's my new business, to help educate doctors so that we can help more women across the country.
That's just great. So I really thank you so much for sharing this information. I know that the women will be excited to learn more about this and how they can be healthier and, of course, as most of them want to do, lose some weight too.
Yes,
so thank you
absolutely.
So much, Lynn, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you. My pleasure, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thank you.